Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey, and today's episode is going to be all about trends I'm over. But before we get into that, let's do the weekly segments as always. If you're new to this podcast, every week I do weekly segments that take up about half the podcast, and then the second half of the podcast is the topic that I actually am talking about. So feel free to skip forward if you don't want to hear a little bit more about just me and my life and what's been going on the past week. All right. Let's get into weekly segments. Like I said, drink of the day. I'm actually not really drinking anything right now. I just finished having my magnesium, so I'm probably just gonna be sipping on water during this episode. With that being said, let's just get right into the weekly recap. My week really was not much different than last week, because I'm still obviously just started second semester. I'm on week three of second semester, and all my classes are going really well, but let's just get right into Thursday. Thursday, I had gymnastics class and I got my front limber, a dive cartwheel, handstand roll, a dive roll, a headstand, and I am getting better at my handstands. So I'm making lots of progress in that class, actually pretty fast, which is really nice. Obviously, I have a long way to go, but for someone who has like never really been a tumbler or like acro type person, being able to do that stuff is like a big step for me, so I'm really excited about that. Pretty much all I have for like things that happened that were super exciting on Thursday. Friday, not much exciting happened. It was a pretty chill day. I had ballet in between my ballet and contemporary class on Fridays. I have like a 3 hour gap, so I go to the gym. Then I had contemporary and dance history. Contemporary was a really fun class. And we did lots of different throwaway combos, played around with different songs and different tempos, and did like duets that had some improv in them. It was a lot of fun. Moving on to Saturday, went to the gym. I got groceries. I did laundry. I did some homework. I had a room booked for the afternoon, so I went and rehearsed at the studios. I rehearsed a bunch of stuff. I rehearsed tap and theater dance and my musical theater song. And some of the stuff I did in gymnastics. Yeah, it was a really, I mean, it was a lot of fun. It felt good to be there. So, definitely trying to make that a habit to do every single weekend so that I continue to progress in everything just by taking an extra hour out of my week to practice on my own. On Sunday, I edited the podcast as always. And then I went for a walk to TJ Maxx to get some coffee syrup. Just because I like to get different flavors of coffee syrup for my iced coffee that I have every morning. And they have like really good prices on the different syrups that they have. So I got s'mores and butter toffee, I believe is what I got, butter toffee. And then on my way back from TJ Maxx, I went to Whole Foods and walked around and just looked at like the entire Whole Foods store. And then I came back to my room and did some meal prep, and I read a decent amount of my book, which brings me to Monday. Literally, not anything too exciting. I had musical theater, I had my variations ballet class, I went to the gym, and I guess this is something that's pretty exciting to me. And I believe I explained this last week. I had auditions for something called Tap Workshop Monday night, and I did get in. I'm one of the 8 people that got into the show from the audition, which is just like a huge, like, I feel so grateful and so proud of myself. I was proud of myself for even getting past the first cut, let alone actually get picked to be in the show. So I'm really excited about that. And we had our first rehearsal Monday night, and it was very, I mean, it was challenging, but it was also fun. And I love the group. Like, I love all of the other 7 dancers, and I think we're going to be a really good group together. Tuesday, I had tap right in the morning, 8 a.m. So I went from having tap Monday night from 6:30 to 9:30 to the very next morning, I had tap at 8 a.m. until 10. And then I had theater dance and ballet. And then after ballet, I went to the gym. And then I just came back to my dorm and I hung out with my boyfriend and one of our friends in the student lounge for a little while. And then I just went to bed. I was really tired. And that brings me to today. This morning, I had musical theater and I performed my solo. It went better than it did on Monday. Monday and Wednesday we have class at either 8:30 or 9, depending on the day. And then Wednesday we don't have class until like 12:20 or 12:30. But for some reason our teacher decided to have us sing on Monday and Wednesday, and then on Tuesday we danced, like improv danced to our accompaniment music for our songs. The day that our voices were more warmed up and ready to sing, we didn't even sing, which kind of sucks. But it went better today than it did on Monday, just because I have like a decently high note that I have to belt in my song, and it's hard for me to belt like that comfortably in the morning and with like added nerves and my throat wanting to close up because of nerves and like anxiety. It just doesn't make it sound as good as it does like when I'm practicing it by myself. Or even today, I had my individual voice lesson, and in front of my teacher, the note came out so effortlessly. Like it just like rang out and felt good, and it didn't sound nasty and I didn't cringe at it. Like it actually felt really nice. So it just kind of sucks that like the day that we danced was the day that I probably would have been most comfortable singing. Things go like that, you know. In the future, I'm gonna have times where I have auditions and I'm gonna have to sing it probably like 7 or 8 in the morning, so I gotta get used to it. It is what it is. I got through it and I'm here now. But yeah, I had musical theater, I had individual voice, and then I had improv class. And then after improv, I just came back to my room, I had dinner. I just finished watching an episode of You season 4. I believe it was episode 6 is the one that I just finished. Now I'm talking to you. I also did do a little bit of editing on a YouTube video today while I had some free time in between my voice lesson and improv. But that is pretty much all I have for the weekly recap. Nothing too exciting happened. Kind of a shorter recap, if I'm being honest. I hope you guys don't mind that, but my week was pretty average, I would say. Let's get into my highs and lows of the week. My high this week was, this might sound kind of funny or like weird, but walking around Whole Foods was a lot of fun. I'm calling it a high because I have not had a moment where I just walk around a grocery store and look at like all the products that I've never seen before. And Whole Foods, there are so many products there that I've never seen before. So I felt like a kid in a candy store. It was just so fun to see all the different things that they had. And it just gave me so many ideas. I was like, ooh, like if I'm ever having a week where I want like a pick me up, like I know I can come here and like get this. And or like if I ever want to try this, like I know where I can find it. And obviously for me with groceries and stuff, I have to be really choosy about what I spend my money on because I try to keep a tight budget for getting groceries and make sure that I'm going to use all of it before it goes bad and then I can use it in like multiple types of meals and things like that. If I got something from there, it definitely would have to be something that like I can use in multiple things or like I know I'm gonna enjoy it and it's gonna be worth it. But yeah, I used to love when I lived in Wisconsin, I used to love like going to the grocery store and just walking around and seeing the new products that the store had to offer. And I have not done that since I moved here. So it was just a lot of fun just going into a Whole Foods, and because Whole Foods also has like lots of bougier options too in some spots. So it's like I could see stuff that were like closer to my budget, but then I could also see like the really f some of the stuff that was like, whoa, that's a little bit expensive, but it still looks interesting, if you know what I mean. And then my other high is that I got my period again yesterday. I've got my third consecutive period, and that makes me so happy because that technically means that I am recovered from hypothalamic amenorrhea, which is the loss of one's period, if you did not know what it meant. But yeah, after you get three consecutive periods back, that technically means you are recovered. That does not mean that I won't have to continue to paying attention to giving my body plenty of rest and reducing stress and making sure that I get my period every month. You know, it's still something that is going to be very important to me, but it does feel nice to know that I have now gotten it consecutively for 3 months. My low of the week, I really can't complain about this because I just said I'm so happy that I have it. With my period comes some cramps. My cramps are nowhere near as bad as they were before I was on birth control, while I was on birth control, while I had my IUD. Like they are bad, in certain moments, and like there are certain moments where I like need to sit down or like I feel like a little woozy, but I have not had to like miss a day of class or just like spend the entire day bedridden like I used to have to do. And for that, I am so grateful. That is improvement for me. It used to My period used to take me out for like days. So that's a win in my book, but also that's like my quote unquote low of the week is that's really the only thing I can think of that was bothering me is my period cramps. Oh, I also guess a couple of days leading up to getting my period, I was having like crazy intense mood swings, and like for 2 or 3 nights before I went to sleep, like right before I was about to go to bed, I'd have like a mental breakdown and just like be crying and not knowing why, or if I did know why, I didn't know how to like put it into words. Like there were just certain things I was like freaking out about or having like random thoughts of, and I didn't know how to process it really. But eventually I figured it out. It was just a little bit scary. And that just comes to show that like a few things. One, now I'm starting to figure out like with my period, like when those changes come and like when my brain starts to like freak out like that. But also, it just shows you that like you aren't always gonna know why you're feeling the way you're feeling. It could be something with your body, you know, but it also could be something completely different. You could have a reason, you might not have a reason, and that's perfectly okay. What matters is that you try to understand that you don't have to be perfect, and like those thoughts will eventually go away, and you know yourself and you know what you need to do. Sometimes it's just like giving yourself the extra push and permission to do those things to take care of yourself. My goal last week was to get to chapter 29 in the book that I'm reading, which was also my goal from the week before, and I'm technically now at that goal, like just at it. Like I'm just halfway through my book. So I definitely need to get on reading more because I know I can read a lot more than I have been reading. Like theoretically, I just have to make more time for it. It's just hard because like when I can be reading is also a time when I want to be hanging out with my friends. So some nights it's like, okay, you're gonna read for like 10 minutes because reading for 10 minutes is better than none, and then you can go hang out with your friends because I do enjoy reading it. It's just like getting myself to actually pick up the book and sit down with myself for like 10 minutes to have that moment. So I just got to keep reminding myself that, and yes, if I only read 10 minutes, it's going to take me longer to read the book than if I were to like sit down and read for like an hour every day. But realistically, 10 minutes is going to work better for me, I think, if I set that expectation for myself. And in the long run, it'll end up getting me to read more because I'll be reading every day rather than like 1 hour once a week. Yeah. My goal this week is to just get myself outside for a walk by myself. If that's only 10 minutes, you know, that's okay. If it's for an hour, that's great. Whatever it is, I just want to go for a walk by myself outside. How am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm at like a 6 right now. Feeling a little bit tired, kind of fatigued. I'm dealing with some cramps. I'm sitting here with my weighted heating pad. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for getting me this for Christmas. It's a lifesaver. But yeah, I'm in a little bit of pain, but other than that, I'm doing good. How are you doing? Check in with yourself. Maybe ask yourself why you're feeling how you're feeling. Let's take a deep breath in and out. All right, let's get into today's podcast topic. Okay, we're getting into today's topic, which is trends that I'm over or trends that I don't like for specific reasons. And I'll explain why, obviously, because I'm not just going to say them and then give no explanation unless no explanation is needed. And we're just going to jump right into it. This is in no particular order. And I've just been writing down things that I've like thought about throughout this week or like seen people talking about a lot. So let's hop right into it, starting with greens powders. Okay, there's two sides to this, I guess, technically. I don't have anything against people who use greens powders, but I think people need to make sure that they're educating themselves and getting greens powders that are third-party tested, and also know that greens powders are not a like quick fix to all of your health problems, or like a quick fix to like fixing every single thing in your diet or any gaps, you know, that you're having in your diet. It's not the solution to everything, but if you are, from what I understand, from what I've seen from like dietitians and nutritionists and like information, scientific information and research studies and things like that, is it can be helpful in filling in small gaps throughout your day to day on top of a well-balanced diet. And if you're already getting a well-balanced diet with like lots of fruits and vegetables, variety and fiber, I personally would not want to be throwing my money to a greens powder. I would probably choose a different supplement. But if you have the money to have a greens powder, or you enjoy the taste of it, or it's like a ritual that you really enjoy, or it has made a difference for you personally, I also understand that. So like, to each their own, obviously. But for me personally, I don't think it's 100% necessary. And that's not to say that everyone that has them thinks that it's 100% necessary, but I don't think it would be a purchase that I would make consistently. And it's more just I'm fed up with like certain like companies that are not like scientifically backed or third party tested or have any like resources on their website about like how their products are made or like why they use the ingredients they use. Like, those companies are definitely companies that I would not really want to support. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's move on to the next trend, which is period syncing for your workouts. Again, I'm going to preface this by saying if this works for you, great, please do it. That is awesome. For me personally, I feel great weightlifting and I don't notice too much of an energy difference during the different parts of my cycle, like during the different phases. Maybe during my ovulatory phase, I have a little bit more energy, but honestly, I'm a pretty energized person in general. The only reason that I wouldn't lift heavy, or like, obviously, I take plenty of rest when I need it, but like, if I'm having intense cramps, obviously, I'm not going to go to the gym and like lift heavy weight. Like, I'm going to give myself that rest. But if I'm feeling up to it and I'm feeling good and ready to go lift some heavy shit, I'm going to go do it because it's good for my mental health. It makes me feel good physically, emotionally. Like, it makes me feel connected to myself. And that's what works for me. But if that doesn't work for you, if you have to change up your style of workouts based on what part of your phase you're in, or you've noticed improvements in your life doing that, by all means, please do that, because that, like, whatever works best for you. Or you could decide to like even make it completely personalized to yourself. Maybe in a certain phase, it says that, like, I know in your ovulatory phase, you're supposed to have like an extreme amount of energy, or like a boost of energy. That's when you can do like high intensity workouts, or that's like when that's recommended. But maybe when you're in your follicular phase or your luteal phase, you're like, wow, I have so much energy right now. I want to, you know, do that. Then do that. Maybe to the majority of people, they don't have energy around that time. But if you do, you know, do what works for you. And obviously, I'm not like a professional at this, but like, that's how I personally would go about it, is whatever exercise feels good for my body, no matter what time of month it is, no matter, you know, what part of my cycle I'm in, that's what I'm gonna do, because my body knows itself best. And if it's telling me it has the energy to do a hard workout or do, you know, lifting weights, then I'm gonna honor that. And if you don't know what period syncing is for your workouts, Google it. There's plenty of things about it on the internet. Like I said, it's literally a trend. Like, it's something, it's a topic that is trending, so I'm pretty sure most people have heard about it. Okay, the next trend that I'm over is sugarcoating things slash pretending that everything is okay or great all the time. I am very open on my platforms about when I'm going through things. I've cried on this podcast before. I talk openly on my YouTube about things I'm going through, on my Instagram, I show my down moments and my up moments. Like, I'm very much trying my best to show you guys the highs and lows in my life, to know that like, I'm not 100% perfect all the time. And like, life is hard and things get thrown in your way all the time, and you have to persevere and keep going and get past it and just keep pushing. But like when things are going wrong in your life and you just keep telling people that like everything's fine and like ignoring it and pushing it down or pushing it away or pretending like it's not there or not telling people the truth, if people are doing something that's hurting you and you just keep telling them that it's not hurting you, or people need to hear something but you're not telling them what they need to hear because you're worried about hurting them, in the long run, one, they're gonna find out. And two, they're gonna be more upset that you didn't tell them the first time around. That's like with anything when you don't tell someone the first time around. Like if you lie to someone, they're gonna find out eventually. And in the end, they're gonna be way more upset because they're gonna wish that you would have just told them the truth the first time around so that they didn't have to get so disappointed and hurt. So you don't have to pretend like everything's okay all the time. And you don't have to worry so much about protecting everyone's feeling and opinion on every single topic. You can share your thoughts on something. You can share your opinions on something or tell someone something they need to hear. And you can do it without being like an absolute rude person about it. Like, you don't have to be mean about your approach to it. You don't have to be harsh, but you can still tell the truth. Okay, next thing I am over is having the gym be your only personality trait. I don't really have much more to say on this other than like if you're I definitely went through a period of time where like all I ever thought about was like the gym and fitness and like food. And that comes with like my eating past and things like that. But if you think that the most important thing about you is whether or not you go to the gym and whether or not your diet is perfect or how many times you a week you work out, that should not be your defining personality trait. You should be wanting to be the person that is always there for other people, or, you know, the person that makes everyone laugh, or the person that's there to comfort others, and someone that makes other people happy to be around no matter where they are, and someone that focuses on making memories and doing other things. And you can obviously like do things that make you happy. And I get that the gym makes people happy, but it should not be the only thing that makes you happy. You should have other things in your life, other hobbies, other activities that you like to do, other people that you like to hang out with. That takes a long time to kind of learn and like figure out. The more you figure it out, the more you're gonna realize that, like, oh, like, yeah, the gym is part of my life, but it's not my whole life. And not everything revolves around me being like a person that lifts weights. Okay, the next trend, and I don't even know if this is technically like a trend, this is just something that has been like happening like ever since I've used social media platforms or like been on social media platforms or watched other people's content. I really don't like clickbait. And maybe this is just me, but I don't like clickbait on like videos or on like Instagram posts or reels or whatever. Like just tell me what I'm gonna see because I just want to know like what I'm clicking on. Now I understand like in some cases people will be like I've watched one example is like I'm not going to say the YouTuber's name, but I watch a YouTuber and their videos usually have a title that is a little bit clickbaity that has to do with like diet culture, and it makes you kind of think, oh, like they're going to take part in like this diet culture thing. But you click on the video and they actually show you like a really balanced way that they live their life, and they have like a very healthy relationship with food, and they explain that they use that clickbait title because they feel like it will get to the people that actually need to hear the message the most. That I understand. But the kind of thing that I'm talking about, which goes into like my next trend, is all the videos or like things online that say like get abs in 1 week or like working out before a vacation just so that you can look good. Like the combination of those two things or like what I eat in a week to like lose 10 pounds before I go on a trip in a month. Like that sort of stuff, I don't think is necessary. Like any sort of, I don't know. I don't even know. I just don't like clickbait. I really just don't like clickbait. I understand some people's purposes for it, like I said before, but honestly, at the end of the day, I just want to know what it is I'm clicking on, what I'm getting myself into when I click on your content. But going back to what I was saying about the abs in 1 week and like the working out before vacation videos and stuff like that. That is a trend that I'm so over. Working out like a couple days before you go on vacation just because you feel like you have to like make up for like maybe a little bit of extra food you're gonna be doing, or like the relaxing you're gonna be doing on vacation. You don't need to do that. A couple days of you pushing yourself past limits you probably shouldn't be pushing yourself past is not gonna make a difference. Like, it really isn't. If anything, you're just gonna be more fatigued and like more stressed, which is not gonna do you any good. Build healthy habits now and continue them throughout your life. Like, continue habits that are sustainable and healthy for you, because then you don't have to worry about doing any like quick fixes before you go do something, before you go on a vacation, or before you go see people you haven't seen in a long time, things like that. Like, there's no need to just look for quick fixes and everything. Things take time, and if you take the time to build something or to work on something, it's gonna show and it's gonna stick. Okay, I actually have no idea where I just left off because my RA just came to my room and had to do a room check, just because it's like a thing that they have to do like every couple weeks. But that's okay because I was kind of getting off on a rant anyways. But I left off on like working out before vacation just so that you can look good. And I'm just gonna move on to the next thing. Basically, moral of the story on that last trend is like, you don't have to work out before going on a vacation or push yourself past your limits just so you can quote unquote look better when you're on vacation. Just go as you are. Like, show up as yourself. You're good enough just the way you are right now. Okay, next thing. People talking about bloating and gut health. And like thinking that every little bit of bloating is a gut issue. I have IBS, so like, and I like, so do so many people, because like lots of people just deal with really sensitive guts, and like irritable bowel syndrome, I feel like, is a lot more common now. Or it's like a lot more common of like a diagnosis for things, which it really doesn't mean much, because you could have irritable bowel syndrome or IBS, and so could like someone else, and you might be completely. Have completely different sensitivities to different foods. So it really is a personal thing for each person. People talking about like bloating and gut health over every little bit of bloat is something that really is not something that people need to worry about so much. It's like normal for your stomach to like the thing that I'm talking about is like your stomach, quote unquote, like people will call it bloat when your stomach will expand from eating food. Like, that's not bloat. That's legit your stomach expanding because you just shoved food into it. And like, yeah, you may have like water retention the next morning, and that's like bloating, whatever, but that's normal. That goes away. The type of bloating that you actually need to be worried about is like the bloating that's like extremely painful, or like the bloating that like makes your stomach hard when you press on it, or like if you can't poop, or you're having loose stool, like extremely loose stool, like diarrhea, like things like that. Like, that's stuff that you need to worry about with your gut. But like the whole like bloating and gut health and like parasite cleanses and all that stuff, it's like whoa, calm down. It's gonna be okay. Your gut can do a lot for itself. Yeah, it sucks having stomach issues, like it really does. And it sucks being like having your stomach like be upset sometimes, but that doesn't mean you have to like throw every single like powder and like gut health thing at it, because that might actually do more harm than good in the long run. So I just think that like people need to educate themselves more on like whether their quote unquote bloating is actually bloating and an issue with their gut, or if it's just their stomach being full after eating a meal, or water retention from like a lot of salt or something like that. The next thing is not necessarily like a trend that I think people shouldn't do, or like a trend that I'm over. It's more just, I feel like it's trending a lot right now, and I just want to talk about it really quickly. I feel like so many people are falling into, they're not falling into, so many people are starting to get procedures done, like plastic surgery and things like that. And that's like awesome. Do whatever you want. Obviously, I have no judgment. People should have full autonomy over like their body and like what they do to it. And if it makes you happy, that's what matters. But I just hope that the people that are doing it are not doing it for the sake of like others or other people's opinions or like social media comments, things like that. Like, I hope people are doing it solely for the purpose of it's what they want and that they've thought about it, and it's not just like a quick spur of the moment decision, because that's something that is A, a lot of money, and B, it's not like a quick fix if something goes wrong most of the time. So yeah, like I said, I just hope that people that do it, it's genuinely because they want it and they aren't doing it for the sake of other people. And that's all I have to say on that. The next thing, I don't know if this is necessarily trending anymore at the moment, but I know like a month ago, people were talking a lot about how the quote unquote heroin chic look is coming back. For like the it girl aesthetic kind of thing. It went from being like the heroin chic to like really curvy, like big butts, like all that stuff, and now apparently it's going back to like heroin chic. I don't like that because I don't think that body should be a trend. I don't think that people should identify their worth or like anything like that with like a trend of how society thinks their body should look. Because think about it, there have been so many different types of body types that have been quote unquote trending or like the wanted body type throughout the years. So if you get that desired body type in like a couple years down the road, that's not going to be trending anymore, and there's going to be a completely different thing that's wanted, and then you're not going to be happy with what you have because you're going to want that next thing. Personally, this is obviously system. I'm not perfect at this because obviously I get these trends and these bodies thrown onto my social media, and like even if I do my best to remove creators from my social media or like remove content that I don't want to see on my social media, that doesn't mean it's still not going to pop in front of me on my phone. Like all of these different body types. But if we can just learn to accept our bodies like the way that they are and learn that like our bodies are not a trend and they are meant to keep us safe and like be a home for us and carry us through life, I feel like we would all be like so much happier. Because really, I just don't understand who decided one day that like it was okay to make people's bodies a trend. And I'm not just talking about women's bodies. Male bodies have trends too. Like a lot of males are expected to have like this perfect physique with like six-pack shredded abs and like huge biceps and shit. And like that's not realistic for everyone. Like that's not realistic and healthy for every single person. So why do we expect every single person to look like that? Moving on to my last trend that I'm over, or trend that I'm not into, is lucky girl syndrome. And not because I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's actually a really cute idea, like or like a really uplifting idea for people to just decide that they're lucky and like to kind of manifest, like for people to kind of manifest that luck and like that feeling of luck into their life. That's great. But I also don't want people to like discredit themselves for the amount of work that they put into things that they want to get. Like when you get something, usually you have to put in work to get a return on what it is you want. You have to put in effort, you have to put in a lot of thought into what it is you're doing. So I just hope that people like don't discredit what it is they're doing to actually get that thing, 'cause you aren't just solely relying on luck for something. Like say a really simple example. Like really, really simple example. I want to finish the book that I'm reading. I'm not just gonna have luck and like finish that book out of luck. No, I'm gonna put in the work to read it every day for 10 minutes, and I'm gonna finish the book eventually. And when I'm done reading the book, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm so lucky. Like, you know, I'm so lucky that I like was able to like finish this book. It, like, yes, but also, I put in the effort of reading every single day for 10 minutes to get the outcome that I wanted. So at the end of the day, to each their own. If the lucky girl syndrome idea works for you, great. But just don't discredit what it is you are actually doing to achieve what you want to achieve. And I know also it's a lot more lighthearted for most people, and it's just kind of fun to be like, oh, I'm such a lucky girl, you know, like things like that. But that's just my thoughts on it. And that was the last thing that I had to talk about for today. So I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to give this podcast a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcast Store, as well as a rating on Spotify. Share this with anyone that you think needs to hear it. Follow me on Instagram at justathought.pod. Also follow my main Instagram at laney.foods and my YouTube channel, which is just my name, Lainey Evans, for more content about college, lifestyle, health, fitness, wellness, self-love, mental health, anything like that. And with all that being said, this was Just a Thought with me. I will be in your ears next week. Bye.